Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
Yay. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a great day. Happy birthday to my 25-year-old son, Sean.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. We celebrated on Monday night, the last night that my other son was still here.
Oh, he's gone now?
He's gone.
Oh, no.
So sad, I know.
Back to the Big Apple.
Yep. Back to the grind.
Good for him. He should grind.
He should.
He's
I agree.
He's at the age where you grind.
Right. You got the energy to grind. Grind away.
Mm-hmm.
Grind down. Anyway, happy birthday, Sean. 25. 25 is, I remember turning 25 and being like, oh, no. I'm halfway to 30. That's crazy.
Yeah, but
how
you were
this
doing
happen?
This, right? You were doing
at 25,
radio.
I was doing
yeah,
radio.
Me too. That was, I didn't care at all once I found the thing I wanted to do. When I had no idea, that was really causing me trouble.
Yeah.
Real, like, you know, Bob's all, I don't know. We'll see. I really love that people can just cruise.
Mm.
And I'm sure it was my dad with his, better figure it out, kid, because there's no rescue wagon coming for you.
Right.
We don't have it. So figure it out. Like, that's brutal when you're 20 and you're like, I just want to drink some beer and have sex with some lady.
Mm.
Can I do that?
That's well, these all days I really you can do it till you're 30.
Yeah, well.
The age limit has raised.
It has.
You know, the crazy thing about turning 25, in my opinion, is that you spend, and when you're a kid, all you ever do is see the older people. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's all, everybody's older than you and you're growing yeah. up and you're dying to be 16 so you can get your license. And then you're dying to be 18 so you can vote. And then you're dying to be 21. So that was a joke. You're dying to be 21 so that you can drink. And then there you are. And you're like, I'll be a grown up. I'll be 21 years old. And then you realize somewhere between 21 and 25, oh, this doesn't stop. This keeps on trucking.
It's a slide.
It is.
And then it's also if you're lucky, you know, as people mm-hmm. you're around you are, you know, passing away or whatever happens.
Yes.
And you go, wow, I'm lucky to make it to 50, 56 each year. It's a beautiful, yeah. wonderful thing. You're knocking on wood, me too. Oh,
yeah. Got a knock. You're not guaranteed anything.
But
it is.
Right. Has got it made. He's a super absolutely great artist. Check out his work. It's Cannibalist.
Cannibalist. He's playing a show in San Francisco in February.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Is it on a night you can go?
It isn't because I'm going to see my cousin. And so I go, oh.
You'll be out of town?
Yes. So we have this trip planned because I got to see him. If you haven't heard, my cousin has ALS. There's nothing for it. We're seeing him as much as we can. So, and he's so great. He's just so graceful in this whole thing. So, going to see him. We book our flights. And I tell, yeah, right. I'm like, okay, so you're going to watch the cats. And he goes, oh, that sucks because I'm playing a show on the 15th. I'm like, what? This is the first we're hearing of it? He goes, oh, yeah, I probably should have told you. I'm like, well, it's too late now. We're going.
So where?
It's somewhere in San Francisco. I'll find out and tell you. John looked it up. I didn't. It's in the Mission somewhere.
I'm going.
Oh, yeah, you should go. I would love it if you went.
Oh, I'm definitely going.
You got to listen to his latest record. You're familiar.
I can't even imagine what it would be like for a young Clarky to take the stage and what the vibe would be and the energy. I've heard his music, obviously. It's very rave.
Yeah, it feels like
electro.
That EDM, you know, punk rock.
They take a lot of, what's this stuff? Ecstasy?
I don't
at his
know.
Shows?
He doesn't tell me what goes on there.
Does he? You don't know if he does?
No, he says he doesn't. So,
oh.
And what are you going to do? Torture him? Find out the truth?
Well, no, you don't want to, actually.
Right. My other son, Riley, who Sean lived in New York. And so Riley is living in New York. And so he and his friend group have gone to a bunch of Sean's shows. And he's like, Sean's great. Sean is like, he's a fun show and he's got a lot of energy. And Like, oh, great. He's like, oh, yeah, it's too bad you guys aren't going. I'm like, yeah, thanks for the reminder.
Sean. Baby Sean.
I know. Yeah. Little baby Sean.
Little baby Sean.
That's great.
I know. I'm excited.
It's really cool.
Can of Bliss coming to San Francisco.
And it's just him.
It's, well, he's in a lineup of people.
No, but I mean,
yes.
When he takes the stage, it's him.
So he plays with one of the bands. He's a guitar player and singer in one of the bands. And then he does his own set. Apparently. I don't know all the details.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. I'm really excited. What's
the, do you know the name of the band that he's in?
Saoirse Dream.
Like S-I-O-R.
Yes, exactly. Oh, Saoirse Dream. They're out of Portland.
How does he end up with a band out of Portland?
Yeah, what the?
Because they all know each other. They're all on, I don't know, Discord. They're all yapping. Every place we traveled in the world, he would meet up with someone that he'd met. We were like, you don't have any friends. What are you talking about? You sit in your room all day. And we go to Ireland, and this kid takes him for a day.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, wherever. It's crazy.
Saoirse Dream.
Saoirse Dream. S-A-O-I-R-S-E Dream. Something like that. I'll get you more info.
I just got all the info I need. I'll find that guy or those guys. Yeah. Weird, though, they can't jam together. Like, that's part of the whole, we're in the jam room, we're loadies.
Well, I think the band is going to come and stay at our house while we're gone. So that's exciting for us as parents. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. I was like, oh, Sean, please. He's like, they're so nice. Don't worry. Like,
they probably are so nice. I know. The kids of today.
Right. They'll all be like, well, is there a computer I can use? Is there a place I can sit down with my laptop? I'm going to go crazy over here.
I don't think they're going to do anything you have to worry about.
Well,
they might clean out your booze.
That's fine. Go ahead.
As long as they don't use the bowls for their morning cereal, you know, your collection.
My collection.
Of bowls.
Those are all big bowls.
Use the bowls we eat from, please.
Bowls. Use the bowls. Yeah. Anyway, I'm super excited for him. Because now he's based here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I want to report real fast because we need to update or remind you, I should say, that Bob's Movie Club is happening. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
And so I did my homework last night and I urge you, even if you've seen it, to rewatch The Social Network and join us tomorrow morning
conversation. I'm so glad I rewatched it.
I am bursting to talk about it.
Oh, God.
He came in talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so, so, so much better than I remember it being.
I love that.
Yeah. And masterfully done. I love the way they're flipping. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow Vinny did a really good job containing himself. Mm-hmm. I know. I don't even know what to say either. I'm excited. I watched it last night too with some friends.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you had like a viewing party?
Just a couple people.
And was that the first time you've seen it?
No.
I had seen it before. Okay.
I saw it in theaters.
Oh, funny.
I was wondering if we see it.
We must have seen it in theaters, man.
I said this to Christina and then I just said it to Sarah. I'm like, I don't remember the scenario where I watched it. I didn't really remember most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, on rewatch, nothing.
I think I was so excited to see it because at that time, 2009, 2010, when it came out, Facebook was my whole world. Like we were able to communicate with each other all the time on Facebook. And it was it was a social experience. So it was really, it was impactful.
I've been off for a minute. Because I needed to control myself.
I know.
Myself.
I have so many things I want to say.
I will say recently, maybe you reported that there's going to be a Social Network too. And I think, was it you?
Yeah, that sounds
and
familiar.
I remember
Social Reckoning.
When I heard it, there's a lot, I guess.
Yes. Right?
There is a lot.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. So I thought, how in the hell are they going to do that? Because I really didn't remember the experience of watching the movie the first time.
I actually hope that some of the people who won't be in the next movie will be in the next movie. Like, I really hope, I would love to see some follow-up on that, but I probably won't be. It'll just be where Facebook went from there. It's the, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Watch the movie, everyone. Social Network.
Talk about it tomorrow.
It's only a day away.
Literally, exactly one day.
Today on the show, though, we're going to play Bridge the Gap. I would like to say that for the people who have, there have been complaints about questions, or there have been, that's too easy, or that's too hard, or, you know, whatever. Please feel free to, you can text us questions. Obviously, you know, we'll vet all. I would love listener input on this, because as time goes on, because we're going to move to 5 questions per side, I think, this time around. So it's going to be harder for us to get those questions together, and even harder for Bob. Bob is so whiny about this.
I am not whiny.
You're super whiny.
The first time I ever whined ever was yesterday. That was the first time I've whined about anything.
Why are you whiny, Bob?
But it's just hard. It's hard. And ChatGPT is not as smart as you guys think.
I don't even use it, so I don't say you guys.
Yeah. And I will give you this. We are, a lot of what we're asking questions about, you weren't even around for.
Right.
So it's that in and of itself is sort of like, you know, it's a roll of the dice if you've heard of it or not.
Right.
But for us, a lot of us raised kids during that time. We were exposed to more of this stuff. We also were learning about how to text and do all the things.
But
so I
once
can see
you,
it.
Once you get to a certain age, though, and Bob, you're hitting that age now where there's a lot of stuff going on underneath your sight line. And that's where that's how you're going to win. All that stuff was happening unbeknownst to me.
Right.
And there's even things, and Christina's only 8 years younger than me, but there's things where she'll go, "You didn't have a beeper?" And I'm like, "Oh, what?"
I know, like, remember people would have a pager.
They were drug dealers.
Yeah, or doctors.
Why would I have a pager? She's like, "We all had them. We used to," and there was a code that they used that they sent it to each, and I just, okay, well, that was not that far below my age group, but enough that I was not party to that at all.
Right. Well, and it came down to whether or not you needed it. Like, it was, I remember making fun of people in the 90s. I was like, "You got a pager? What are you, a doctor?"
Yeah.
Like, what? Why would you have a pager?
So anyway, that's just an example of, there's a lot of things going on that you can tap into that.
But
you did it already. A couple of those things
were great.
From chat sites. Like, what is?
Yeah. ASL.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, but nobody knew it, so it was kind of a flop.
But it was, that's the...
Age, sex, location.
Yeah.
All the information your mommy told you not to give out
ever.
Online.
Right.
Never do that. But I would say that if... you can also use... Our bad advice, 973@gmail.com. You could send us an email there. I would see that. So if you've got questions for either the Zillennials or Gen Z, Gen X, whatever we are... please feel free to send them or text them to us, 800-400-3697. Because why not? Maybe you're like, "Oh, you know, it'd be a great question for that." Like, if you're playing along at home. So we're going to play today. This is Steiny's third appearance. We've gotten to 3 before with Sarah Kawaguchi. I'm actually kind of surprised that she was so commanding in her knowledge that I really thought she'd be our first 3 for, but maybe it'll be Steiny today.
Doubt it.
We'll see about that. God, whiny and mean.
KLLC. That's Bob.
That's Bob.
She owns it.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, right after this, Death and the Fresh Prince.
What? Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.